is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Roundtable from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, welcome to yet another episode of Back to Reality. Here on IRIB English Radio, we are excited as always to be with you guys again and share with you some friendly discussions and thoughts and debates that we have among ourselves, a bunch of Muslim youth trying to get our voices heard. So today in the studio, I have two special guests. And without further ado, we're going to kick off with our show. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salaam wa rahmatullah. This is Zuhair Jafar. I've been here for like 5 years. And
where are you from, bro?
Nairobi, Kenya. And inshallah, I'm trying to study into hadith over here in Qum.
That's wonderful. Awesome. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being with us. Salaamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Latif. I'm from America, originally New York. I am studying here in Qum, been here for about 5 years, was originally Christian, converted to Islam. Now I am Muslim.
Very excited to have you guys with us today. So many greetings and congratulations on this month. I hope wherever you are and however you are fasting in whatever weather, God helps you. Today we're going to talk about like why we fast. We often hear like when they want to talk about the philosophy behind fasting during the holy month is that it's so that the rich can taste the bitter of hunger, you know, the difficulties and hardships that the less privileged people are going through in society, and they can develop a sense of sympathy, right? But here's a question I'm asking. If a person is so rich, like a comfortable rich, right? I'm not talking Bill Gates, but a comfortable rich, and he has everything at his disposal throughout the year, how can fasting for 30 days possibly develop a sense of sympathy in him for the poor? I mean, if he ain't gonna care the rest of the year, what's gonna make him care now?
Okay, so this question actually has two parts to it. So if we look at it, the first part of it is that this is the philosophy that we've been told. Philosophy of fasting is that the rich get to taste the bitterness of being poor and not getting a meal, for example, for about 12 to 14 hours. We find many people, this tradition is there in Nairobi. I don't know whether it's there in other places. I think in Iran also I've heard about it, that people take packages of food and they go to poor people in Maha Ramadan and they give this food. Oh. While they themselves are fasting, they're giving food to the poor people. And you find that in Islam, actually, different times have been put for different things. So, for example, dhikrullah. Okay, remembrance of Allah is something that's supposed to be done all year round, all day long. It's not something that's only limited to your salah, but it's only obligatory during your five daily prayers. That during those five daily prayers, it's obligatory on you now to remember Allah. Whether you like it or not, whether you're in the middle of a meeting or not, whether you're in the middle of something major or not, you have to get rid of that, go onto your prayer mat and remember Allah for those 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever it is. So, Dhikrullah is something which is amazing, but Allah puts it at that time. So the same way, we could use the same argument for this. Remembering the poor people is something that needs to be done all year long, but Allah puts it during this 1 month in Maha Ramadan.
Why does an entire nation have to fast for entire months, though? I mean, God wants a certain objective to be met through fasting, right? Why can't he say, like, you guys have to fast this number of days throughout the year? And, you know, people can fast whenever it's better for them. Like, obviously, it would be easier for me to fast during winter where the days are short and not so hot. Especially with me, I have, like, such a weak body. I mean, if you guys, you could fast all year through, but with me it's easier during winter, and if God would have just given me that slip, it would be so much more convenient. So what is it with this whole fast a specific month in the year thing?
I think Maha Ramadan has a lot of spirituality in itself. So you see, the fact that even in the Quran, these ayats which are there, Allah actually mentions and he says that we reveal the Quran in this month. And just by revealing the Quran in this month, the month gained status above all the other months. The same way we have, for example, Friday in the week being so much more important than the other days in the week. And we have Salatul Jum'ah only on Friday. Somebody could come and say, why isn't it on Saturday? It used to be, Saturday used to be the holy day for the Jews, for example. Or Sunday is the holy day for the Christians, for example, right now. So why isn't it that we have another day in the week? Why should it be just Friday? It's so much more convenient for me for it to be Sunday, because Sunday is the weekend and I have a nice break,
off,
for example.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Why Friday? So we could come up with excuses and all of these things, but in the end of the day, there is a reason behind it. And that particular time is seen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the best time for that to take place. And there are other numerous reasons. For example, we find, okay, the Quran was revealed on this month. We find so many other events have taken place in this month. The Shahada of Imam Ali alayhi salam is in this month. And we find all of these other things which have taken place in this month, which could then actually be the reason
Brother
why.
Brother Latif, do you think that the fact that we have to do it as a whole nation would serve the nation in any way, fasting in one particular month together? Like suddenly, all across the world, every Muslim is fasting.
This concept in and of itself, even at its like basic core, yes, because now everybody shares something in common. We're all fasting.
Solidarity.
Even if we cut everything else out, all of like the communion that happens, you know, where we all come together for breaking the fast at the end of the day, these nights of power where we come together for as groups and do all these different acts of worship. Even cut all that out. No matter what, I know I'm relating to you because I'm hungry. And I know you're hungry because I can hear your stomach making strange noises. And you keep looking at the fridge like I do. So it's creating a connection. Like 100%, we are all on the same page. Even if we are from different countries, if we have different upbringings, if we have different tastes in different things, we're both hungry and we can relate with that. So yeah, I see there being some benefit at having it all fall at the same time. But why the month of Ramadan, in your other question, I also think there was something noteworthy in that. I presume every Muslim has felt it, but I don't necessarily discuss it with them. But I will share my little experience that there is something about this particular month that is special. And there have been years in the past where, you know, a couple of days of the month I'm sick and cannot fast, or I'm traveling and cannot fast. And when I do the makeup days for that fast, it cannot be in the month of Ramadan. It have to be somewhere else.
It doesn't feel that special anymore, does it?
There's like nothing special about it. It's just like any other day that I would have fasted. There's something unique about that. And at one time in my life, this unique experience I had, I was in a location where I did not have access to like internet or television or phone or something. I knew it was close to the month of Ramadan. I just did not know when. Like it was like within a week, I had figured. So, and the nights were very cloudy at that time of year. So I started fasting on the presumption it's got to be soon, because I wasn't keeping track of the month before. And I was like, I know it's been like 3-4 weeks. It's got to be any day now. So for 2 days I had fasted. And then suddenly like the third day of fasting, it was like it felt special somehow. And that night I actually had access to the TV again. And then suddenly I realized they were announcing and Muslims have started fasting today. And it was like those 2 days before, I didn't know it wasn't Ramadan, but it was like, it just felt like I was making myself hungry. But this third day, I very specifically remember, I was like, it's just, I've had energy that I shouldn't have had. And like, this, I don't know, like this tingly, warm, fuzzy feeling all throughout the body. And maybe it was nutrient deficiency, I don't know. But something about the month of Ramadan, I was like, that one experience, that 1 year, I felt that. And it was like, no, this is different. There's something about this month that like, even if we're not told why, there's definitely wisdom in it. I can see it through the effect.
I just want to remind our listeners that these are just personal opinions that we're sharing with each other. So if you guys want to learn about the ahkam and the fiqh perspective of the holy month of Ramadan and fasting during the holy month, there are other shows, other segments that you can tune into where our experts and our scholars answer your questions and any problems you have regarding the issue. Now, there are like a lot of diet plans I don't know if you guys have heard of them before. Like, they tell the person to fast during certain hours of the day, you know, in order to lose weight.
Or, intermittent fasting.
Yes, right? And so they're technically basically fasting too, right? But they do it for the objective of losing weight, right? It's very clear and obvious that the fasting that the Muslims do has certain physical benefits, right? But Muslims try to do everything they can to avoid labeling fasting as a diet or a weight-losing plan. Why is that? Even though fasting has physical benefits, why do we try not to talk about that so much and focus more on the spiritual aspect?
Actually, I would like to point out, I do know from experience and from other people, intermittent fasting isn't effective for losing weight, but yet Muslims are the only people I know who can go out of the month of Ramadan 10 pounds heavier than when they came in because of the amount of food we consume when we break the fast at the end of the day. I definitely think that in and of itself would be the proof that this is not a dieting thing. The giant multiple servings of biryani or kebab or cake or sweets, all of these things at the end of the day is in no way, shape, or form indicative of dieting. Now, in terms of why we would want to, like, remove that stigma from it, I would say it's definitely because we'd want the rest of the world to know, no, this is something spiritual. This is something important. This isn't a trendy fad that's been going on for 1,400 years where we just want to, you know, stay slim and trim. This is actually, like, there's a reason behind it other than, not even other than, completely different and separated from losing weight or something like that.
Brother Zahir, what do you think?
I think that not eating food while fasting is just one aspect of fasting.
Interesting.
We have to always look at all the different aspects of fasting, and fasting means abstaining from all different kind of sins, and abstaining from certain things which are not even sins in other months. And that's why we actually focus so much on eating food and not eating the not eating food aspect of fasting, because of the fact that we are allowed to eat the food in other months, but during the month of Maha Ramadan, you're not allowed to eat the food. But if you look at the other aspects of fasting, we find that we can't consider that to be part of a diet, right? So you say that not being able to say a lie, for example, not being able to commit a sin, otherwise that would break your fast. And those kind of aspects actually show us that a diet would be undermining what the fast is. And also the fact that your intention actually dictates what your action is. So if your intention is to become slim, then you could call it a diet. But if your intention is to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can't call it a diet anymore, because now your intention actually dictates that the action is something else altogether.
Right. You've been listening to Back to Reality here on IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being with us. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to yet another episode of the show. May your moments be blessed. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again. Let's become whole again, proud again, 'cause I swear with firm belief in our hearts we can bring back the glory of our past. My Ummah, he will say, Rasulullah, that day, even though we've strayed from him and his way, Look at where we were, look at where we are. Tell me, is this how he'd wanted to be? Oh no, let's bring back our glory.